Also, one of the points related to the ignorance, when the ignorance people start to be leadership for people, or people who are muta'alimin, they have no knowledge, but they act as if they have knowledge, or big muftis, scholars. Those are very dangerous when they lead any communities or any group of people, because basically this is the way to have bid'ah. Fifth reasons for this bid'ah to be appear on, to be spread out, following the steps of the Jewish and Christians and the other nations, and the other nations. When you look to a group like Shia, you go to the roots, it goes to the Abdullah ibn Saba, he's a Jewish. When you go to Al-Jahmiyya, big group, when you go to the root, it goes all the way to a man, his name, Al-Jambu Safwan, he took it from a man, his name, Al-Ja'd ibn Dirham. Al-Ja'd ibn Dirham, he took it from a man, his name, Talut. Talut took it from Lubayd ibn al-A'sam. Who's Lubayd ibn al-A'sam? He's the Jewish magician who made sihr to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the root. If you go to another, the people who deny the predestiny of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go to them, Ghaylan al-Dimishq. He took it up from Ma'bad al-Juhani. Ma'bad al-Juhani, he took it from a guy's name, Sawsan al-Baqal. He is a Christian. A Christian man. Or they took this idea from a Christian's priest. When you go to Sufism, you will see this idea of that a person free of mistakes, taken from the Catholicism. Taking from the idea of, for example, of being alone in worshiper, don't touch, no marriage, nothing. Taken from Christianity, Rahbaniya. When you take the Sufism, the idea of that somebody receive revelation from Allah, Christianity again, that they claim that the companions of Isa alayhi salam, they received revelation, they wrote the Bible after that. You know, these ideas has pretty much related to other religion. Buddhist also, they took their certain their spiritual experience or spiritual purifications to purify their souls. It came all adapted from the Buddhist. Also, you see that the philosophers, the Greek logic, has a lot to do with a lot of these sects, and to give an ideas appear adapted from these philosophers. Also, like the Duruz, Nusayriya, these groups, Duruz and Nusayriya, names of groups, they had an idea of, I don't know what they call it in English, Tanasukh al-Arwah, reincarnation. Like, they had this idea that this person, like a Druze, for example, and the Nusayriyin, they believe there is no day of judgment. They don't believe in day of judgment. What they said? They said, if you are a wrongdoer, or a sinner, or a kafir, if you die, your soul go back to another person. But it will never go back to a person who is Durzi. No, you can be a Jewish or Christian or Sunni. They said that. Anyway, also one of the things, yani, was a big reason for these sects to appear, the translations. They translate a lot of the Greek logics, or these the books written by the philosophers, the Roman philosophers. It'd been translated to Arabic. And the first one who started this, Khalifa, or Amir, his name Khalid, the son of Yazid, the son of Muawiyah, radiallahu anhu, Muawiyah. And this is 136. But in the second century of Islam, there is a lot of translators. But I want you to listen carefully to these names. For those who translate these books, Georges ibn Israel, al-Tabib, and Yuhanna, again, Fosta ibn Luke, Thabit ibn Qurra. Most of the translators are Christians who translate these books to the Muslims. They are Arab Christians. They start translating from Romans or from Greek, Latin to the Romans books, the Latin or the Greek to the Arabic, and been adapted. And maybe the only good things those Mongolians, the Tatar, when they attacked the Muslims, the only good thing they did, that they destroyed all these books. Most of it. But then it was too late because it already spread out. طيب. In the 4th century, they became more and more. And Al-Baramika, they are where exist in the time of Harun al-Rashid, before Harun al-Rashid. They translate the books of the Hunud, the Indian, and the Virgin, the people who used the Zardishts, the people who used to worship fires. They translate their book to Arabic. And this is affect a lot of groups also. Al-Ma'mun was very famous as a supporter of this idea, and he spent a lot of money that he built a big place for translator, like a public library. It's called Darul Hikmah, the wisdom, or the place of wisdom, or the library of wisdom. Six reasons for these innovators or innovations to spread and start, or for people to adopt or to say such things, following the desires and ish, and being with the innovators. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, three things destroyed people. The first one, he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hawa muttaba', to follow your desire. Destroyed the people. And as you heard Ibn Battah al-Ubkuri, he said, following your desires and being with the people of who are the people of desires, it will take you away from the way of sunnah. And sometimes following the desires come in another way, that it's a nature of people, they love to follow their desires. There's therefore so many of these sects, they came to tell people, you don't need to do this, you don't need to do that. يعني, and the extremist group, the Batiniyya, those people said, there is a hidden meaning for every ayah. Just to tell you something, those people, in some day, they reached the extent they take over so many Muslims' countries. Egypt, Libya, Tunisians, Algeria, Morocco, Iraq, Bahrain. It's been under their control for such time. Yani. To the extent this group of people, they attacked Mecca. They attacked Mecca. And this was in the 7th century, around 7th century. And they killed the Hujjaj. They throw in the well of Zamzam more than 500 bodies. Until the bodies comes out. And they said months, the water of Zamzam, the taste of it was not good because of these bloods. And they took off the black stone to the east side of the Arabian Peninsula in that time. And the guy who took it, his name, he was killing the people and saying, أنا بالله وبالله أنا. I am by Allah and Allah by me. Or beside me and I'm beside him. He said, Allah created the creation and I kill his creation. And he executed more than 5,000 persons in the Hajj, in the Kaaba, in that day. And they took the black stone to their village in the eastern side of Peninsula, Arabia Peninsula, for 21 years. Mecca doesn't have the black stone. Al-Qaramit, Dawlat al-Qaramit. Ubaidullah al-A'raj, his name. 21 years, this Hajar, the black stone, remain on their village. And do you know what? Muslims did not take it back by force. After, يعني, argument and... these people spread widely and they were very strong. As I told you, one of the reasons for these innovations to spread, that they follow the desires and they open wide gate for the desires. They came to tell people you can do whatever you want. If you do that small amount of things, then whatever you want to do, just do it. And people love that. One of the most extremist group, this group that I just mentioned, this group, Al-Qaramita, they open the gate of Muharramat. They said it's, you can do whatever you want from haram if you believe in certain names and you believe in them and you accepted them to be your like savior or something, and to believe in the imam in that time, and that's it. Everything is halal. Everything is halal. To the extent, one of them said, خُذِ الدُّفَّ يَا هَذِهِ وَضْرِبِي.
وغني هزارك ثم اطربي.
يعني he's telling to this girl, take the drums and start يعني singing and be happy.
تولى نبي بني هاشم وجاء نبي بني يعربي.
The time of the prophet, which is from Quraysh, finished.
He means, who is the prophet from Quraysh? Muhammad.
And this is the time of the prophet from a tribe called Ya'rub, which is their leaders.
أحل البنات مع الأمهات ومن فضله زاد حل الصبي.